even just one tiny flaw in your internal controls around your invoices can bring devastation to your accounts payable function and your organization's bottom line for that matter. And no, I am not exaggerating. Take this quick 5-question quiz around the internal controls around your invoice processes to see how good your controls really are. And I'll explain why you should be using each of these strategies. The last one is really, really simple, but still many get it wrong. Hi guys, welcome. I'm Mary Schaefer, AP Now's founder, the place where you go for all the latest business intelligence if you work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. Today we're going to talk about internal controls, and we've got another pop quiz, only 5 questions, so let's dive right in. I'm hoping you're going to get all the answers right. So number one, do you verify change of bank account requests that come in by email? Yes or no? All these are yes or no, by the way. And hopefully the answer is yes. Okay. And if you're wondering why I'm still making such a big to-do about this, because you think, well, of course, Mary, everybody's doing that. The answer is quite simple. Based on our most up-to-date statistics, which, you know, come basically when I talk to folks like yourself in live online sessions, which I do 5-6 times a month, we still see about 20% of the companies out there aren't doing this. So hopefully you're not part of that. Okay, question number two. Do you have a process for entering invoice numbers, a standard, so to speak, for your processes to use? Yes or no? And hopefully the answer is yes, because invoice number is one of the key determinants that companies use to identify duplicate invoices and hopefully avoid duplicate payments. If you don't have precise instructions, especially if you only have a limited number of spaces within your ERP system for that invoice number, you could end up entering what looks like 2 different invoices. So for example, you want to address issues of what to do about spaces, what to do about special characters such as dashes, and what to do if the invoice number is longer than your ERP system gives you space for. All of these, you know, seem like meaningless issues, but they're really, really important when you look to avoid those duplicate payments. Issue number three, have you set up one special email address where all emailed invoices are sent? Yes or no? And again, hopefully the answer is yes. If invoices are going to individuals, they can either get lost or that process tends to lead to suppliers, vendors sending invoices to more than one person and then sometimes ending up at the company more than once and occasionally one of those dreaded duplicate payments. All righty. Before we get to the last 2 issues, I'd like to invite you to hit the subscribe button. It's completely private and you can unsubscribe at any time. And if you happen to be watching this on YouTube, you can hit that bell next to the subscribe button to be notified when we post new accounts payable content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And best of all, on YouTube, you can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. You don't absolutely have to have a YouTube account. Okay. Issue number 4, do you aggressively work to eliminate the duplicate submission of invoices? Yes or no? And hopefully the answer is yes, because no matter how good your routines are for weeding out duplicate invoices and weeding out duplicate payments, sometimes one of those duplicate invoices will get through. So you want to do whatever you can to eliminate the invoices in the first place. That's number one. Number two is even if you are successful in getting rid of almost all of them and you don't have the duplicate payment problem, there is the issue that your folks will spend wasted time processing an invoice only to have to discard it because they discover it is a duplicate later on. So that's just wasted effort. No bang for your buck, so to speak, other than not making a duplicate payment, but better that you don't have it in the first place. So work with your vendors to get them to send one and only one copy of that invoice. Okay, last issue. This has been around for a long time. Do you have a coding standard for your processes to use when they're entering invoice data? And it's a double question. Do you have it, number one? And do you verify, do you check periodically to make sure that your processes are still using it? So you needed two yeses in that to get full credit, as the nuns used to say when we were in school. So the reason for this is by doing this, this is your best way to weed out potential duplicate payments. And it also costs nothing, okay? You just have to set up the standard and then make sure your folks are using it. So how did you do? Do you need to fix any of your processes? We've got a short list of invoice best practices, a short playlist, if you will. The link is in the show notes below, and on YouTube, a link will appear to the left. And as always, we greatly appreciate those thumbs up, those comments, those shares, and those subscribes. Good luck, guys.